May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word of God, begotten of the Father before time began, humbled himself for us and was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. Those are words which surrounded our canticle at morning prayer today, on this, the feast day of the Annunciation, when we remember how the Holy Spirit came upon the Virgin Mary. And it all happened in the home, Mary's home. I'm celebrating Eucharist on Wednesday morning in the rectory, in our daughter's bedroom. Because of the coronavirus, I can't go into church. I've had to improvise quite a bit in setting up an altar. Thankfully, I brought the lectern over from church and my home communion set. But I've had to dig out my mother's prayer book and found myself almost praying for King George. It is that old. And my King James version of the Bible, which was given to me as a Christmas present at Christmas 1964. It all happened in the home when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary and called her to bear Jesus. And so God became one of us. And we hold on to that, as we, many of us, are bound to our homes much more than we have been at this time. And it's bringing back memories. And I remember a priest I worked with back in Banbury. And when she was exploring her calling to ministry, at her selection conference, she was asked about when it all started, and she said, "Well, after church, when I got home, I would get out my teddies and my dollies and set them out like a church, and we'd have church at home with me as the minister." And I have to admit that I have set up a couple of our daughter's teddies on the bed so that I've got a congregation to look at. I won't tell you who they remind me of. But we hold fast to the Word of God, begotten of the Father before time began, humbled himself for us, and was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. May the Holy Spirit come upon us in our homes. May it keep us safe. And may it be with those who are having to go outside and particularly putting themselves at risk for others. And of course, we remember how Jesus put himself at risk by walking the daily life. But the victory we look forward to, hopefully celebrating Easter in church, but even if it is in the home, the resurrection meets us there. The risen Jesus, the one who became incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. And so I will end by proclaiming Mary's great hymn, the Magnificat, which she proclaimed not in her home, but in that of Elizabeth, her cousin. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. And he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has scattered strength with his arm. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed for ever. Amen.